kids make their way up. I'll share with you what I shared with the 9 o'clock service, that each year it becomes more and more difficult to present the same story, the Christmas story, in a new and fresh way. And I came to the realization that, you know, it doesn't matter how it's presented. We just need to hear it over and over again. We may have heard it every year of our lives, but this story, this true story, is what matters. It's what changed our lives forever. And so that's what we're presenting to you today. It's done in the style of a reader's theater, which means you're going to hear speaking parts, much like a radio show would have been back in the day. No scenery or no costumes or anything like that. So you have to use your imagination. Picture, if you will, someone's home. There's a grandfather, and he's sitting next to the Christmas tree, and his grandchildren are around him. Grandma's in the kitchen baking cookies or something. And this is the story that might have unfolded on that Christmas Eve.
Come on, Grandpa, tell us a story.
Ah, well, a story, huh? Well now, I suppose your grandmother would be all right out in the kitchen without our help. Fact is, she'd probably be glad not to have us underfoot for a while.
Okay, tell us a story about a land far, far away.
Yeah, maybe with an evil villain or a ferocious dragon.
Or maybe about a handsome prince.
Please, Grandpa, it'll keep us busy so we won't be in Grandma's way.
Oh, all right. Now, let's see. I haven't told a story in a long time. I'm a little rusty. So, you want a story about a hero? A villain? Maybe a happy ending, too?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Now, let's see. How do we start? Ah, yes, I know. We start with, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, in a far-off land.
Once upon a time. That's how every good story starts, right? So it is with the story we've come to tell you today. It's the Christmas story. The other ever-familiar tale of a mother, an angel, some shepherds, and wise men. And of course, baby Jesus. This is undoubtedly the greatest story ever told. First, because it's absolutely true. Second, because if you listen carefully to it, it might just change your life. This story happened for us, for you and me. And the events that took place so long ago still matter today. So, we begin our story this morning, not with once upon a time. This story begins with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
Thank you.
Grandpa, tell us more.
Yeah, when's the bad guy going to show up?
Oh, he's been there all along. You see, that beautiful faraway land was shadowed in darkness. Darkness brought on by that evil villain. The good people of the land had been hoping and praying that someone would come to save them from this darkness.
It's the handsome prince. I knew he would come.
Almost, almost. It's not quite time for our hero to arrive just yet. First, we need to hear about the fair maiden.
Is she a princess?
Oh man, a princess? Princesses are for sissies.
Now, just you wait a minute. This young lady was no sissy. She was strong and brave. So brave, in fact, that without her, our story wouldn't be able to continue. She had been given a job to do, and it wasn't going to be easy.
Mary, our fair maiden. Not a princess, though. Just a simple young girl. And yet, God chose her to give birth to his son. That was certainly no small task. A long journey, dusty roads and crowded streets. No cozy room in which to give birth. Just a cold, dark cave full of animals. But that was only the beginning of her task, wasn't it? Does a mother's job end with childbirth? No. This mother carried the weight of the world upon her shoulders, to teach and train, to protect and shelter, the very Son of God. Could she have known how her story would unfold?
See you.